You're with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, live sheep exports to continue during the Northern Hemisphere summer, calls for a referendum in the wake of the dual citizenship saga, and Australian Stephanie Gilmore wins the Oi Rio Women's Pro Surf event in Rio de Janeiro. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Live sheep exports to the Middle East will continue during the Northern Hemisphere summer after a review, but the government has accepted all 23 recommendations by livestock vet Michael McCarthy, including reducing stocking density for voyages during the hottest part of the year. It follows revelations of animal cruelty, including sheep deaths in stifling conditions. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has also announced tougher penalties, with jail terms of up to 10 years and multi-million dollar fines for exporters who do the wrong thing. Mr. Littleproud says the images of wrongdoing don't reflect the whole industry.
The footage was disgraceful, but what you don't need to do is predicate your decisions on emotions, not facts. This was one exporter, one incident. I need to work through that systematically. Now, you have other footage of other incidents, bring them forward. The reality is, if I set a culture with a regulator and with penalties and get the industry themselves to come on this journey, we'll eradicate that. But what I'm also doing is getting ahead of the curve. By putting independent observers on all boats, we'll eradicate this type of behaviour going forward.
The RSPCA says it's disappointed with the decision. The RSPCA's Bitter Jones says the poor treatment of animals is just going to continue.
We don't have confidence in the department's ability to regulate this industry. We've seen in the past that it's failed to regulate. So any changes to aspects like penalties or breaches of current legislation, they require the regulator to be efficient. They require the regulator to be able to enforce regulations. We're not seeing in this review the sort of root and branch change that needs to occur to have in confidence in the regulator.
The Committee on Electoral Matters has called for a referendum to amend Section 44 of the Constitution and end the ban on dual citizens serving in Parliament. A committee of cross-party MPs looked at the issue of whether a multicultural country like Australia, where half of all citizens are either born overseas or have foreign-born parents, should continue such a ban. The issue has seen many MPs disqualified in recent months. Accused Australian-Israeli sex offender Malka Leifer will undergo another psychiatric evaluation from behind bars after a Jerusalem District Court judge requested her mental state be reassessed once again. The 54-year-old is accused of 74 counts of sexual abuse during her time as the principal of an ultra-Orthodox Jewish girls' school in Melbourne over a decade ago. Her defence lawyer told the court that Leifer is being treated by a prison psychiatrist as the court tries to determine whether she's fit to undergo extradition proceedings. Australian-Israeli victims' rights advocate Manny Wax says it's disappointing.
Especially for her alleged victims who are sitting with bated breath in Australia waiting for news, and yet again we're seeing these stalling tactics.
Australian Stephanie Gilmore has won the Oi Rio Women's Pro Surf event in Rio de Janeiro. Extends her lead in the World Championship and puts her on track to win the World Surf League Tour title for the first time since 2014. She admits she's been half-hearted at times in recent years on the World Surf League Tour, but says those days are now over.
I just want it. I want it really bad. And that's what it takes. So it feels good. I just love competing. It's such a good challenge to be out there and to have this stage to perform on. It's really special. And I've been doing this for a while. But, yeah, it just never gets old. It's so cool to be out there and feel nervous and, freaked out and challenged and all those things.
And now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, cloudy and 16. Melbourne, a possible shower, 15. Hobart, showers and 14. Canberra, a sunny day, 17. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, also sunny, 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, a few showers, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.